Chemists have made great use of many tools to drive chemical reactions. They've used heat, light, other radiation, pressure, etc. They did this over centuries even before they were called chemists, rather alchemists. Nuclear physicists had a much later start, with the nucleus being found only a little over a century ago. They had fewer tools to do interesting nuclear reactions. Well, none to start with. In 1928, physicist and Nobel laureate Robert Millikan offered the opinion that there was no likelihood that man could ever tap the power of the atom. Likewise, opined Ernest Rutherford and Albert Einstein. There was no way to make a nucleus do anything. We could just watch slow, natural radioactivity. Then came the neutron. It was theorized, then found by James Chadwick. Here's an electrically uncharged particle that can stealthily move and sneak into a nucleus, not repelled by the huge positive charge of the nucleus. Jump way ahead. Leo Szilard realized that fast and vast releases of energy could be had in a chain reaction. Find a nucleus that can absorb a neutron, split, and give off two or more neutrons. Uranium-235 was the first candidate, and it did lead to nuclear weapons and nuclear reactors. Now we have other ways to change nuclei, even pushing positively charged nuclei together at high speed, accelerating them electromagnetically. We now have many new nuclei, 26 chemical elements beyond uranium, some of them even useful medically. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.